When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go, juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on primalkitchen.com.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Alrighty, hour number three of Already a Program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Really, NFL free agency has kind of been broken down into three different sectors so far. It's the quarterbacks. You know, Baker Mayfield stays in Tampa Bay. You know, Kirk Cousins lands with the Atlanta Falcons. Russell Wilson winds up with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then, after that, you do have, from a running back standpoint, like seven or eight running backs that are pretty big names in this league already find a way to land with new teams. The headliners, Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles, Derrick Henry winding up with the Baltimore Ravens, Josh Jacobs going to Green Bay, and then Aaron Jones landing with the Minnesota Vikings. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I think the two biggest defensive moves was yesterday seeing the Las Vegas Raiders go out and get the big fella Christian Wilkins from the Miami Dolphins, an enormous deal, and you're going to free up space on the field and free up some double teams that Max Crosby usually does take on with having the big fella and who's very athletic and Christian Wilkins on the football field. And then not only that, how about Brian Burns? This is a great deal by Joe Shane, who, remember, made a name for himself in that Panthers organization originally before going to the Buffalo Bills and being the assistant under Brandon Bean. But Joe Shane knows the new general manager of the Carolina Panthers in Dan Morgan, and the Panthers are in a rough spot. You know, the last 5 years, that franchise has been just a miserable football team, and it's not like they haven't had talent. You know, they traded away Christian McCaffrey, didn't get a first-round pick. They traded away DJ Moore, as he was used as a trade piece, and you also had to give up a bunch of first-round picks to get to Chicago so you could move up to one. And Bryce Young was a disaster in year number one. But you have one of the better pass rushers in the league in Brian Burns. And it was at the 2022 trade deadline where you were offered, reportedly, two first-round picks from the LA Rams for Brian Burns, and you turned it down. So now, a year or two later, Brian Burns doesn't get the contract done. You don't get the deal done. And you have to give up, or you only get back a second and a five for Brian Burns? That's really disappointing. It is extremely disappointing where, okay, you could have had 2 years ago, two deadlines ago, two first-round picks, and now all you get back is a second and a five. So give credit to the Giants because you had the emotion of losing Saquon, and I don't think they should have paid Saquon the money that he wanted. But that was a decision the Giants made. So Saquon goes down the turnpike to a divisional rival in the Philadelphia Eagles, and Giants fans were heated yesterday. But now the GM saves face by going out and getting Brian Burns, and now you have a defense with Kayvon Thibodeau. You have a defense with Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns as well. The Giants, at least from a defensive standpoint, are starting to get back to moving in the right direction, and you got Bobby Okereke to also round out that front seven, but now it's going to be, what is the offense? Well, okay, you bring in Devin Motor Singletary, who's fine, who's solid. You don't really, though, have a quarterback, and I think the Giants are going to take a quarterback at six, but Daniel Jones is still there, and then they did bring in Drew Lock as well today. So a good move by Joe Shane, getting Brian Burns in there and then giving him the big contract. Alrighty, let's welcome in a national champion, wide receiver at Michigan, getting set for the NFL draft that's going to come your way at the end of April. Be very curious to see where this man is going to land. And that, of course, is Cornelius Johnson, who's kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Cornelius, first off, thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
Thank you for having me, Zach. Nice to meet you. Nice to be here for today.
Yeah.
Been good.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. So how do you kind of look back at last season, first and foremost, the final year at Michigan? We know you guys end up winning the national championship. When you look back a few months away from that national championship game, just what are the memories that come to mind?
Yeah, man, it was a quick turnaround, but I was glad to be able to go out like that with my teammates. You know, there's no better way for the last college game to be that national championship win. And, you know, all we put into the years before that and then leading up to that offseason and putting it all together for the win was huge for me and my teammates.
And what really stood out to me with this team was how selfless you guys were as a group. Like, I know as a wide receiver, there was probably times you were like, all right, I hope Coach would just let JJ throw the ball a little bit more. But we know how dominant Blake Corum is, and you saw what Donovan Edwards could do in the biggest game of the season. We all remember the Penn State game, right, in the second half where it was just run, run, run. What I love so much about this team is you guys were willing to do whatever it did take to win, and you guys kind of checked the ego at the door.
Yeah, that's a good point, and especially as a wide receiver, you know, going into some of those games where it was a majority run game, it's like sort of balances your mindset because as a receiver, you want those targets, you want to run routes and show what you can do, but you can also reduce you can do in the blocking game and the running game to also attack the defense as well. So just doing whatever we could, you know, and being ready once that ball did come our way, you know, the run could open up the play action and open up the passing and drop back game, so that helped us too.
You guys were knocking on the door the last few years, right? You beat Ohio State back-to-back years. You went back-to-back Big Ten championships. And then going into this season, you knew it was national championship or bust. Did you kind of get a sense with a little bit of an older team that this was with all the Harbaugh rumors of him leaving as well, which now we know he's the coach of the Chargers, that this season kind of felt a little bit like a last dance kind of vibe that we all saw during the pandemic?
Yeah, I guess like you never really know till you know. You know what I mean, with Coach Harbaugh. So we never really knew until it was finalized that he was leaving. But in terms of everything else, we definitely had that mindset of, man, it's championship or bust. You know, we got to beat that team down south and then, you know, win in Indianapolis and then go on to get our final goals of finally winning that college football playoff game, which we were able to do in Pasadena. And then that led us to the national championship game. So we were able to check off all those boxes. And, like, that's something we set out at the very beginning of the year, like a year ago today almost.
Yeah, no disrespect to Washington. We know Kalen DeBoer, who was the coach there, is phenomenal. Michael Penix Jr., Roma Dunze as well. But, man, that Rose Bowl game and just the back and forth of the game and some of the mistakes that you guys made, and then you get the touchdown in overtime, the defense makes a big play. With that setting and the history of college football, that had to be maybe the coolest game you ever played in, right?
Yeah, that overall was like, it just felt, looking back on, I don't know if it felt long or if it like flew by, but like something about it was just hitting different. And then obviously like that it all starts with the Ohio State game, you know, wouldn't have got there without that. Those are like probably our two closest games with them, was Bama and Ohio State. So they gave us a good fight. And then, you know, we were to come out in overtime, which is one of the craziest finishes. And that game is going to be rewatched so many times in history.
Talking to Cornelius Johnson right now, we touched on it a little bit, how run first you guys were as a team. But going back to 2021, you had a season that started to catch some people by surprise with your production on the field. So I know a lot of people now, they're going to look at the stats and they're going to say, why should I draft Cornelius Johnson? What is the answer? What do you think your potential can be and what you could bring to an NFL team coming up in a few weeks when the draft gets underway?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, when people look at me as a prospect, like, is all these teams got to look at all the film. You know, I'm sure they're doing their research, trying to figure out, scrambling who to pick, who to look at, who to sign. When they come across me, they're going to get a winner, someone who's ready the first day, knowing all the plays, be able to play. You know, they think I'm just an outside receiver, could play slot too. I could run, got 4.44 speed, could blow by defense and run those short, choppy routes too. So you're going to get a complete receiver who's willing to also play special teams, do what he can do on off the field too in the community. Just do whatever it takes to win, help a franchise right away. And that's what I'm looking forward to bringing to an organization and why somebody should draft me, ultimately get a winner and a reliable player, fast player.
Just wondering, how much of an inspiration was seeing the player that Nico Collins has developed into? And we know he was a Michigan man. How much of an inspiration with what Nico did this past year, does that kind of just get you going a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely very inspirational to see him coming from our receiver room in Ann Arbor to go out onto the NFL stage and, you know, continue doing what he does best. It's definitely very inspirational to all the rest of the receivers, you know, Michigan receivers, and just, you know, friends of his too, to be able to do great things. And it's sort of like what you touched on earlier, you know, looking at the stats, you can look at all the numbers back when he was like playing here, you know, like if you look at the numbers, that can sometimes alter your perception of it, but you really just got to look back at the game film and see how the games actually played out and how dominant he was when the ball did come his way and what he was able to do. But I guess, you know, you can't always look at stats. You know, whoever has the best stats is going to get drafted the highest. It doesn't always work out like that. So it's both ways to it. And then, you know, ultimately just trying to figure out where you fit in and do what you can do for the team.
So let me get to your quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, as Cornelius Johnson is here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I think he's the most polarizing prospect in the draft. 50% of the people will say, all righty, I believe in J.J. I think J.J. could be a great quarterback. The other 50% will just say that they didn't see it from a stat perspective in college and how much you guys did run the ball as well. What is a team getting in J.J. McCarthy, and how do you think his game will translate to the NFL?
In terms of being polarizing, you know, the fans can say whatever they want, but I think, you know, he's proved what he can do on the field. He's going to continue to do that throughout the workouts and throughout camp, and whoever gets him is going to have a great quarterback.
How about Roman Wilson? Go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off there. My bad.
I was saying, yeah, like in terms of Roman too, you know, all the stats and stuff, like we were talking about earlier. If we want to sit here and talk about stats, like, we can do that. But I think, you know, watching the film and seeing what our guys can do, you could be surprised by it if you really study the game and watch, you know, our receivers getting open, our quarterbacks completing passes. Like, it's something we do here very consistently in Ann Arbor, and we're looking forward to, you know, keeping that going, you know, through the pro days and through the workouts and leading up to camp and wherever we go in our futures. But definitely with Roman too, you know, another great receiver who's going to surprise a lot of people.
Do you kind of laugh at all the conversation? Because you guys did what you did in college. It was an unbelievable run. It was a great run. And now everyone, you know, breaks you down and they throw you underneath the magnifying glass, the microscope, and they dissect every part of your game leading up to this draft. Like, the conversation about JJ and what it's turned into, do you kind of just laugh at the entire thing?
At some point, it does get funny. You know, you just got to laugh and smile through it all, because there's going to be so many highs and lows throughout the game of football, throughout life in general. And you're just trying to, you know, ride around and keep your head focused on, you know, what you want, what you think is most important. So, you know, millions of people could have all these opinions about you or your friends, but ultimately what matters is what you go out there and do and how you're enjoying yourself. So, yeah, you're going to get dissected. You're going to get, you know, looked at, scrutinized. That's what it was like at the combine. That's what it's going to continue to be, even what it was like at Michigan, you know, playing under hundreds of thousands of people, millions of viewers. There's going to be people watching your every move, but you just got to roll with it and embrace it. That's the fun part.
Wrap it up with Cornelius Johnson. When Jim Harbaugh left Michigan and made his announcement that he was going to be taking over the Los Angeles Chargers, how'd you process that one?
That was crazy, because it was funny how he went from the maize and blue to another amazing blue team. So he's going out there out west, and you know, right where we were at in Pasadena, right in that same area. So he's going to be used to it. But I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his staff to be able to get that situation for them. And I'm excited to see how it plays out. You know, Chargers have always been one of my favorite teams. I liked them a lot when they were in San Diego with Ladainian Tomlinson, Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates, Sproles, Jackson, all those guys were some of my favorites growing up. So to see him coaching there, it's like almost surreal in a way. But I'm excited for him for sure.
On the way out with Cornelius Johnson, what does Sherrone Moore bring? You know, obviously people know who he is. They saw all the emotion he had after the Penn State game and the admirable job that he did. But Sherrone Moore as the next Michigan head coach, what kind of emotion does that elicit from you?
Yes, I'm happy for him as well. Same thing as Coach Harbaugh. You know, Coach Harbaugh put on Coach Moore, you know, put him on, showed him the ways of being a head coach. That's going to be a big jump for him to be the head coach of Michigan football. Like, that's a big deal. And he's ready for it. I know he's going to lead those boys and do what he's got to do. You know, there's goals that they set and goals they're going to accomplish, and I'm excited to be able to watch those boys.
Last thing I'll ask you, Cornelius Johnson, is there a receiver or two that used to be in the NFL or is in the NFL right now that you kind of say, okay, I could see myself being that type of wide receiver in the NFL?
Yeah, one of my favorites is like Antonio Brown. I know he's had that controversy off the field. I avoid that as much as I can, but love his game in between the lines. Smaller receiver, though, but he's able to run every route. Surprised a lot of people. You know, people were thinking he was slow, but he don't play slow at all. Like Antonio Brown's game. And then sometimes, yeah, I like that mindset of like Dez Bryant, just doing whatever it takes to catch the ball and then throw up the X.
There you go. He's Cornelius Johnson. Cornelius, thanks so much for doing this. Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Zach Gelb. Appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, Cornelius Johnson, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I think a lot of those Michigan players, because of how much they ran the ball, a lot of it with the NFL and the offensive side of the ball is like potential. Like, you know what Blake Corum is. You know, Blake Corum going to get drafted probably third, fourth round, something like that. But guys like Roman Wilson, you hear a lot about his stock rising at the combine. Then McCarthy gets to the combine, his stock's rising. You know, you read some articles about Cornelius as well, going back to that 2021 season. Hey, that's an impressive part to me, but it also makes it so tough to evaluate the prospect, where basically for this past year, it was run, 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 and the draft is based off potential, but you're trying to sell me on what McCarthy can be or what Roman Wilson can be or what Cornelius Johnson can be as well. And like it's weird to say that J.J. McCarthy's polarizing, but I think he is in an unintentional way because, you know, 50% of the people will say, I see what everyone's seeing. And then the other 50% will be like, what the heck did you just watch in college football? All right, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Come on back, a little overreaction, proper reaction.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on primalkitchen.com.
Another NFL week is complete, which means it's another week to freak out about your favorite team. Help! Which takes are truly crazy?
But sometimes a game can be so bad, it's almost good. You know what I'm saying? No.
And which are so crazy, they might be right.
He's 6'5", he's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Zach lets you know in this week's edition of Overreaction or Proper Reaction.
Alrighty, 2 days through the legal tampering period with the free agency set to kick off officially tomorrow with the new league year at 4 p.m. Eastern. We'll do a little overreaction, proper reaction, a lot of it coming off the news of the last 2 days. Santa, I always hate that term, the legal tampering window. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah, like, if you're going to make it legal tampering, just get rid of the whole tampering window to begin with and just start free agency now.
So, I agree with what you're saying, where it almost feels NBA-like at the draft, where you make a trade and a guy's wearing a Pistons hat because he's been drafted by the Pistons, but you know he's going to, like, the Clippers or something like that. But then, I think from the NFL side of it, if they just say, okay, free agency begins on Monday, then Sunday and Saturday becomes maybe where some of the tampering does occur. So I think they just basically tried to open a window where they said, we know all this stuff goes on a day or two before free agency, so just let it occur. But it just, none of it can become official until Wednesday. But I'm with you. Just start the free agency and then let it happen. If teams tamper, they want to run the risk of getting potentially punished, then okay, so be it.
Yeah, and like, let's be honest also. Like, it seems like there were enough guys talking with teams that, you know, as soon as the period of legal tampering started, there were deals within minutes. So,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Clearly there's something going on, but happens in the NBA too, like you said. Now, after the Vikings lost.
But hold on, I'm just waiting for the announcement where we're like, Stuart Kovacs has agreed to terms to a 3-year, $33 million contract with the Las Vegas Raiders, and like $13 million is guaranteed. I'm just waiting for that announcement.
When that happens, Stu's taking us out for dinner. That's for damn sure.
Just dinner? I'm saying Stu's paying for all of us to retire.
In Paris, on his private jet. There you go. Now, after the Vikings lost Kirk Cousins to the Falcons, the team filled the vacancy by signing former number 3 overall pick Sam Darnold. So the Vikings might not be done as they have the 11th pick in the draft, and you predict potentially Michael Penix could be there for them. Mm-hmm. So overreaction, proper reaction, Sam Darnold will be the week one starter in Minnesota.
So I'm having a fight here. I'm having a fight with my brain and then my gut. My brain says, yeah, probably Sam Darnold will be the day one starting quarterback, but it will be for a short-term basis. Then my, like, gut is saying, you idiot, you moron, you dope. You don't want to see Sam Darnold. Because Sam Darnold, you could say the Jets messed him up, but you can't give me 5 tangible moments that Sam Darnold has put together on an NFL field that gives me any hope that he's going to be able to turn this around and have some career renaissance. Like, when I think of Sam Darnold, I think of 2 things now. Seeing ghosts and then mono. That's what I think of. So basically a year of not playing, now put him in a situation because you have that GQ type of head coach in Kevin O'Connell that goes makes what he thinks is a savvy move, bringing in Sam Darnold. And now you're going to lose Kirk Cousins and you're going to plan to start Sam Darnold week one. Like, if they get McCarthy, okay, I could see them slowly implementing J.J. McCarthy. I could see that. But if they draft Michael Penix Jr., just throw him to the Wolves. That guy's ready to go. He's ready to go from day one. He's a ready NFL pro quarterback. So I will say this is an overreaction. Sam Darnold will be the week one starting quarterback in Minnesota because I usually like to trust my gut more than my brain. I think my gut is more valuable than my brain.
I think he's won a lot more battles for you as well. Let's be honest.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Me too. So I'm not you know, judging.
No, that's fine.
Now, as a quarterback market,
I got thick skin.
That's a good thing,
especially
to have in this
my
industry.
Gut.
Yes, yes. I do too, but that's after years of being made fun of and people yelling at me.
Yeah, but
that's
by the way, have I been negative today about the Green Bay Packers? I don't think so whatsoever.
No.
overly positive. I like the Josh Jacobs move. So they also got Xavier McKinney, which we talked about yesterday. But someone tweeted me, this guy Joey Colarula or something. I don't even know what his name is. Do you hate the Packers and Xavier McKinney or something? What do you have any tangible evidence why I hate the Green Bay Packers?
The only thing I could think of is when you had your winners of free agency so far, they were not among your three teams. Oh. The Packers I would put as one or two on my list as far as the winners this offseason. So maybe that's why, because you have the Falcons, the Eagles, and the Ravens. You did not have the Packers.
So since I did not praise them for all 3 hours and I left them out on one thing where I liked the other three teams a little bit better with what they did, that now makes me a Green Bay Packers hater. Remember, I am someone who constantly says on national radio, go Pack, go. So Joey, let's use a Q-tip, my brother. All right, what do we got?
I mean, you also sing the Brown song and a few other different things, Raiders every now and again. So, you know, you got a few different songs that come out your mouth.
That doesn't impact the Green Bay Packers at all. Like, if I had to go Green Bay, Raiders, Browns, teams I will pull for, Green Bay won. Hey, Stu. Stu's Raiders, too. And the Cleveland Browns in it.
No way. You're all about the Browns all year long. Well, you're going Browns 1, Browns 2, Browns 3.
Well, I like the Browns for three reasons.
Joe
Ken
Flacco.
Carmen, because he's a jolly fella and I want him to be happy. Then the, here we go, Brownies.
I love that.
And I said, here we go again. It's the Cleveland Browns and it's 1st and 10. Like, if you just give me a good song, Raiders, Raiders, the Packers chant, I'm very easy. It's just catchy.
I don't hear the Miami Dolphins song very often.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
Miami Dolphins.
They
Miami
moved the ball
Dolphins,
from goal to goal. Go
Miami Dolphins
one, two,
number
three.
One.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually got those lyrics right.
Yeah, you got something.
I may have pulled the William Hung there. She bang, she bang.
You know what? When I look at you, I think William Hung. It's just like, you know, twins.
I had him do a cameo once for my fantasy football group when I won the championship. I think he, like, charges $25 in cameo now.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, good dancer, singer, I think. Now, as the quarterback market dries up, a few names that are still available are Justin Fields, Ryan Tannehill, and Jimmy G, who technically isn't a free agent.
Steroid head.
Until the Raiders are expected to cut him tomorrow. So, overreaction, proper reaction. None of these three quarterbacks will be starting in 2024.
They're starting one game? Or you mean like the starting going
the starting quarterback? Because I mean, yes, one of them could be on a team somewhere that somebody gets hurt. No, the starting quarterback named by the coach.
I'm gonna say that's an overreaction. Ryan Tannehill will not be. Jimmy G will not be. But I'm still holding out hope. I think I'm gonna be the last one waving this flag on Justin Fields. Fields to the Raiders. That's what I'm thinking this year. And if Justin Fields lands with the Raiders, I'm taking Stu to Raiders game this year. We're going to go to Las Vegas. You can come too if you want, Santa. We'll go to a Raiders game. Go back to Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas!
Do the Raiders travel to Jersey to take on the Giants
or
Jets?
No. We'll go to Las Vegas. I want to go back to that Italian restaurant with Sully Piero's.
Yeah, I mean, it is an awesome stadium.
It has nothing to do with the actual there. Raiders, yeah.
Yeah, the stadium was very cool. We got to walk on the field during the opening night. That was very cool. Now, we also saw Jacoby Brissett return to the Pats, Marcus Mariota go to the Commanders, Jameis to the Browns to back up Deshaun, Tyrod Taylor is now joining the Jets to back up Aaron Rodgers, although I'll tell you a funny story later that maybe Aaron Rodgers won't be the starting quarterback for the Jets, but that's a whole other thing.
Are they going to puncture Aaron Rodgers' lung like they once did to Tyrod Taylor?
It's even crazier than that, but we'll get into that
I think
later.
I saw it.
Yes.
VP Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers
is this a
could
real
be
story?
A VP candidate for one of the presidential candidates who's running for the office.
So I thought.
Could you imagine?
So this is my problem now with X. I see all these fake stories now that I just thought that was a fake story. Like, I saw
this
that.
Came from Florio, so like I don't know if it's real or not, but it's real enough.
Mike's credible. He also hates Aaron Rodgers, but then he started to grow to like Aaron Rodgers last year during the offseason. He made that admission on this show. But I saw that and I was like, that could be true, but then also there's no way that that's true. And that's actually true.
I mean, it's true based off of, you know, this is from Florio. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has Jets Aaron Rodgers as at the top of his list for running mates, along with Jesse Ventura. Seriously. Now, Jesse Ventura was political. Uh-oh. He was, I believe, the governor of Minnesota.
Santa's getting into a political rant here. Uh-oh.
I'm not a Jets fan anymore. I don't care. If it was Patrick Mahomes,
abort
I would care.
The segment here.
If the Jets lose Aaron Rodgers again,
we don't need
whatever.
To hear Santa talk politics here.
Yeah, but I'm not even.
You'll see a volcano.
I'm just saying
that
Tyrod Taylor could be the Jets starting quarterback in 2024 at this point.
Yeah. Wait, would Woody Johnson then be the ambassador of somewhere? Or wasn't he the ambassador under Trump for a little bit?
Yes, in England, I believe. I think he was the British ambassador to Donald Trump. The Drew Lock also left Seattle to back up Daniel Jones in New York. So overreaction, proper reaction of these moves. Brissett, Mariota, Jameis, Tyrod Taylor,
just
Drew Lock.
Right,
Jameis Winston to the Browns is the best of these moves.
Oh, geez. So you're saying between all those moves that you just mentioned?
Yeah, because they all look like they're going to be backups, except, you know, Tyrod Taylor, who's going to take on the starting quarterback role when Aaron Rodgers becomes the vice president of the country.
Mariota to the Commanders is not better than Jameis to the Browns. Tyrod Taylor to the Jets, no. Drew Lock to the Giants, no. You know what Brissett does? I think Jacoby Brissett, right now entering 2024, I think he's going to start week one. Because I think the Patriots draft a quarterback and they don't play him right away. And I think Brissett has been better than Jameis Winston recently. So I will say, out of these moves, Jameis is, to the Browns is the best. That is an overreaction. But kind of rooting now for Deshaun Watson to fail, because I get very entertained by Jameis Winston playing with the touchdowns and interceptions that do occur.
I do love Jameis. One of the biggest names remaining in free agency is wideout Calvin Ridley, who is likely to leave Jacksonville, especially after they sign Gabe Davis. Now, one report says your Pats are a serious contender and have an offer already out to land Ridley. Overreaction, proper reaction. Calvin Ridley is a legit number one wide receiver in the NFL.
So I'm a little concerned about this report because I saw the report that the Patriots have been like desperately pursuing him. We are now the desperate team. That is a humbling moment. We now try to win the offseason. And I'm even reading that he's trying to still go back to Jacksonville, who just brought in Gabe Davis. And they also have Christian Kirk getting paid. So I kind of feel like I'm getting used here by Calvin Ridley. But with all that being said, I do think Calvin Ridley is a legit number one wide receiver. I know that there was some mental health. And then there was also the gambling thing as well. But coming on back after missing all that time last year and being a 1,000-yard receiver, I think he's going to get back to what he was a few years ago in Atlanta. So Calvin Ridley is a legit number one receiver. I will say that is a proper reaction.
All right, last one. Offensive tackle Tyron Smith is still unsigned and could demand a massive contract, ranking fourth among tackles by PFF. However, the 33-year-old likely future Hall of Famer hasn't played a full season since 2015, and he's missed 37 games over the past 4 years due to injury, prompting many to say he will only sign a 1 or 2 year prove-it deal. Overreaction, proper reaction. Despite the injury concerns, you would give Smith a long-term deal at offensive tackle.
I'm going to say that is an overreaction. I give him a 1 year deal. I know you could probably give him a 2 year deal and you front load it. If you give him a 3 year deal, you front load the contract. But I would just say at his age and the injuries that he suffered as well, and you get into that mid 30 range as a tackle or early 30s, you know, you're on the downside of your career. You can still be productive. Like, heck, see, like Jason Peters gets signed here and there still, which is crazy. And he's like 41 or whatever. But I would not go and feel comfortable about giving him more than 1 year unless the guaranteed money is heavily structured in my favor. So I would say, despite the injury concerns, you would give Smith a long-term deal. I would go overreaction on that one. I would prefer a 1 year deal and, you know, give him whatever it takes guaranteed. All right, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back. We'll wrap up shop on this Tuesday. Update time first. Here he is, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
So Samter was telling us about this story that at first we thought was satire, but it ended up being true, how RFK Jr. wants Aaron Rodgers to be his vice president. Let me just preface with what I'm about to say is I am not a political person. So whatever I say right now, don't take me seriously for the next 5 minutes. I kind of hope that RFK Jr. wins and Rodgers is his vice president. Could you imagine, Samter, you being a former Jet fan now since you abandoned the Jets for the Kansas City Chiefs? You went from the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 to the Kansas City, how about those Chiefs? The Jet fan thinks they have their savior in Aaron Rodgers. So it's one thing, all right, you run onto the field with the American flag. Unfortunately, four plays into the season, your Achilles goes, and then you're done for the year. But now you're getting Rodgers back, and you get told by Aaron Rodgers just the other day on some podcast, maybe I'm going to play 2 years, maybe I'm going to play 3 years, or maybe I'm going to go four more years. And now, could you imagine he doesn't even play a full game? Because RFK Jr. wins and plucks Rodgers as his VP? That would be the most Jet thing in the world to ever happen. Hey, why'd you lose your Hall of Fame quarterback? Oh, he became the vice president of the United States. That would be gold.
But the Packers have to give back those picks.
Yeah, it would be highway robbery. It would be crazy. Now,
this is why I stopped being a Jets fan, because it's not about necessarily the coaching and the on-field decisions or the draft and like how they play. It's not that. That's not why I left the Jets. I saw the Jets suck for a long time and I stuck with them. The Jets were awful. They had the first pick in the draft and then lost two fewer games the next year and finished 1-15. And then they traded that pick, which was supposed to be Orlando Pace, because they already drafted Keyshawn Johnson. They sucked my entire life, and I never left them. That's not why I'm leaving them. I'm leaving them because of crap like this, where the Jets are just the brunt of jokes for too long, and just when you get your hopes up about anything, forget about things happening on the field. Vinny Testaverde's Achilles falls off, or Bill Belichick spurns you to go to the Patriots.
Hey, Stu, says he's no longer a Jet fan, right?
No, but this is what I was a Jet fan, and all of that
sounds
anger
like
about
a
being
fan.
A Jet fan is coming back up, and that's why it's so great to be
if
a Chiefs
fan. If it
looks
like a Jet fan, if it talks like a Jet fan, if it acts like a Jet fan, guess what? Still a Jet fan.
I definitely smell like a Jet fan.
Yeah, you do.
By the way, remember that Curb Your Enthusiasm scene where the Jets killed Carl? Do you remember that?
I don't watch the show, but I've seen clips, especially after Rodgers got injured. Like, that was floating all around social media. Yes.
Okay, Stu, do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I do not.
Okay. Now, you guys are not going to get...
I've seen the clip, so I get
no,
the reference.
No, but my next point now, you won't understand it, because RFK Jr. is married to someone that is on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And my friend told me this like a year ago,
And sometimes you have a friend that tells you a good story, but you don't know if the story is actually true. And that's one of my friends here, where everything he says, I almost have to fact check it because it's always very entertaining. But then you wonder how much of the truth he's stretching. Or this friend, as much as I love him, one of my best friends in the world, he is someone that he will fall for every internet or Reddit thread rumor. Like, I can't tell you how many times he's found Reddit threads about me or articles about me that I would never even come close to finding. He's like, did you see you mentioned on this Reddit thread? No, sorry, I don't monitor Reddit to see how many times Zach Gelb gets mentioned. But he told me this about a year ago, and I guess they've been married since 2014. Cheryl Hines, who used to play the wife of Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I know her.
Yeah. Okay, so you do know her.
And, yeah, she's been in a lot more stuff than just Curb.
And then they break up in the show, and then she's still a part of the show.
Spoiler, come on. What if I decide to watch it?
This is the final season of Curb. If you haven't watched it at all yet, it's not a spoiler. You're just late to the party, which is kind of like the story of Santa's life. But Cheryl Hines is actually in real life married to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So when you mentioned Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I was like, oh, let me fact check my friend here and see if Cheryl Hines is actually married and the wife of one Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But isn't that great? Aaron Rodgers, from quarterback to vice president. That would be wild. It has a 0% chance of happening. But Sam, it would be a very jet-like thing.
Well, so the first report that I saw said that he had him high on his list, RFK Jr. did. Mm-hmm. However, now it sounds like he's actually approached Aaron Rodgers about it. It doesn't mean that Rodgers is interested, right? So I can't blame Aaron Rodgers.
How does
Rodgers.
That meeting go? Do you think they like sit in a dark cave and do ayahuasca together?
They've done things together, right? Aaron Rodgers is a big supporter of RFK Jr.
Oh, wait, didn't they recently?
Yes, they went like hiking together. Yeah. They did something together. They hang out together.
And wasn't like a dog named like Achilles or like, it was some like joke there. They went hiking with their dogs.
Right. So they have a relationship. So, like, I'm sure that it was, like, at dinner, as you know, or maybe it was a more formal conversation, but it sounds to me that, you know, they've been spending a lot of time together. Aaron Rodgers has been promoting RFK Jr., like, politically for quite some time now. So it doesn't mean that Rodgers is interested. It doesn't mean that Rodgers is like, maybe I would think about this. Maybe it's just RFK being like, dude, I love Aaron Rodgers. He's got a big name, and he'll give me the best chance to get the most votes. So I can't put anything on Rodgers yet. If Rodgers comes out and says he's considering it or that he...
Oh, you know he's going to play into it.
If he plays into it...
He's a drama whore. Of course he's going to
play into it. Right, so if he plays into it, that's when it becomes a problem for the Jets. It's not a problem if somebody else is interested in Aaron Rodgers. It's a problem when Aaron Rodgers becomes interested in that other person. That's when it becomes a problem for the Jets.
Yeah, but he's not going to win anyway, so it doesn't matter. He'll be quarterback come fall.
Well, so the election's in November. Right? Mm-hmm. So could Aaron Rodgers sign on and be like, hey, I'm just going to like, I'm just going to miss a few practices here or there. I'll be there for Sundays, I'll be like, you know, campaigning.
Now I'm going to go down a road that is going to get very dangerous here. And remember, I'm not a political person, so I laugh at both sides. Do the stay out of politics crowd, will they then be fine with Aaron Rodgers being the VP while still playing football?
You know what? Rodgers is he appeals to everybody and nobody at the same time. So I don't know who's going to like or dislike Rodgers. It feels like everybody's going to hate him and love him at the same time. So the election is November 5th, 2024, which, you know, week 8, week 9, somewhere around there. So could Aaron Rodgers technically campaign while also practicing and playing games?
I have breaking news, by the way. Uh-oh. If this ticket does win, I'm being told Pat McAfee is going to be the White House press secretary. That's what I'm being told. So sources have told your boy Zach Gelb.
Do they have a dump button on the White House microphone?
I think that you just start letting all curse words fly. McAfee takes over. That's what we basically have done in the radio business.
Excuse me, Mr. McAfee. Can you explain to us why Mr. Rodgers and Mr. Kennedy made this decision? Bleep this and bleep that and bleep you guys. All right, cool. Thanks.
Screw you guys. I'm heading home. by the way, if we could take two current sports people and make them president and vice president, who would we take? I have the president. The president would be Jason Kelce. The vice president, I'm kind of just looking at Stu's reaction on this one. How about Matt Rempe of the New York Rangers? Bring a little toughness.
No idea who he is.
He's like a 7-1 hockey goon.
Kelce to me comes off more as a VP guy. He's a leader, sure, but he's too goofy and crazy and wild and chugging beers to be the guy. He's a great VP. He can inspire and motivate, but like I don't know if I want to look to him as being like my guy. He's the guy.
Okay, so then who would your president be?
Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the president.
Oh, no.
He appeals to everybody. He's beloved.
Right? Wouldn't be a popular first lady.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
I've grown to like Brittany Mahomes more, but I think a lot of people do not.
Well, you know what?
Like Brittany Mahomes.
We will say one thing about Brittany Mahomes. She's not going to be in the back burner. She's going to be out there doing stuff. She's going to be
champagne in Congress.
She'll take the role seriously. She'll be out there doing her podcast, but she'll also be out there, you know.
She does a podcast?
Maybe I'm thinking of Kelly Stafford.
Yeah, Kelly Stafford.
But Brittany Mahomes does a bunch of stuff. She'll be out there. She'll be helping the community. She'll be out there, you know, doing a lot of different things that a first lady would do.
Mahomes being president. Anyway, final poll calculation. So out of these four moves, what's the best offseason signing so far on the offensive side of the ball? Kirk to Atlanta, Russ to the Steelers, Saquon to Philadelphia, or King Henry to the Baltimore Ravens? King Henry is at 36.7%. 26% say Saquon to Philly, 25.5% say Kirk to Atlanta, and then 11.7% say Russ to the Steelers. I go Saquon to Philly 1. I go Kirk Cousins to Atlanta, Magic City 2. 3, King Henry to the Baltimore Ravens, and then I put in at number 4, Russell Wilson to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Alrighty, that is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm very afraid to log on to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter after this show. Just remember, I'm not really a political person. The last 10 minutes did not reflect the true views of Zach Gelb or the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. It was all just having fun.
We presented no views. We just kind of joked about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you never know, though. Then people start to assume things, and you know what happens when you assume. All righty, good job out of each and every one of you. Samter, Stu, as well. We'll talk to you manana at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but 2 decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.